from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, it's Jeffrey Wright and Company.
Tell your story.
Live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM ESPN, as well as 680 AM. But also, if you're away from the radio, you can keep up with all the content here at 92.9 by downloading the Odyssey app. It's free to download, it's free to listen, and you can also keep up with all the Odyssey stations throughout the country. So go download today. You will not regret it. Dennis Fuller's producer of the program for us. Glad that he is with me. My company for this week and for next week is the MC for all fun and games here in Memphis, the host of 901 Wrestling, his website, CerritoEntertainment.com, on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Greetings to you, Jeffrey, and everybody listening out there in Radio Land. Excited to be here. Week zero for college football coming up.
I was thinking about this. When did you join Twitter so that you could actually get your last name?
That's a great question. I don't know when I did, but...
You had to be pretty early. And I mean, I know Cerrito's not the world's most common last name.
It's not the most common one. So there's some social media that I was not quick to. Like, usually if it starts, I can lock in Cerrito now. That's like what I tried to do. If it's, oh, there's a new one, I just need to lock it in. But... I made that mistake. I probably could have done that on Instagram, but I didn't get there. I didn't think about it at the time.
How many platforms do you regularly use?
Not many. I still look at Twitter, but I mean, Memphis, it seems, some parts of the, you know, Memphis is Twitter still going around. But Instagram is mainly what we use for Cerrito Entertainment. You can follow us at Cerrito Live on there, but we post almost daily on Instagram. 901 Wrestling, you can find on Instagram as well, at the 901 Wrestling.
And obviously YouTube's big for 901 Wrestling.
YouTube's
as well.
Big for the wrestling, but I don't handle any of that. Social media is I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. So
it's one of those
I will
things,
check it. You got to.
It's like I actually used to like people used to be like, oh no, there's no way you could do it. Like if I ever got a big job that just paid so much money, I think the first thing I would do is be like, everyone else can have my social. I don't need it.
Right.
Like, in, because, like, I do understand there's a world where, like, you can use it to quote unquote grow a brand and all that, but it's like, I'm not ever going to be that guy. Like, and so I just.
It's getting very noisy on there and hard to get your message out. It's not this, I mean, obviously, I'm not sounding like the old guy here, but it's not the same as it used to be. But it's really, we're fighting way too many algorithms these days on social media. So even if you're trying to build a brand on there, it's just so much harder. You've got to beat the algorithm to maybe get in front of somebody your stuff.
And I think, like anything, once it started becoming an avenue that you could get famous, get rich,
more and more people do it.
And a lot of people getting angry, and it's just, it's not as a happy place as it used to be.
All right, so let's celebrate what we got coming up on the program. In honor of Chris Harrington's Consumer's Guide to the Grizzlies' home schedule, Kevin said, we need to go through the Tiger home schedule. And I think he's 100% right. I'll say this, though, Kevin. With the Grizzlies, we have 41 home games. Do we need to rank all the games?
For the Grizzlies?
For the Tigers.
Oh, for the Tigers? Oh, for the Tigers, we might need to.
Because we only have 12. And if we're going to just home games, what, we're down to 7?
Yeah, it's one of those interesting years because we've got multiple bye weeks, I think, right?
We have the early, whenever Labor Day is a little bit early, you get the extra week. You get the extra week of the extra bye
extra
week.
Off week, yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 home games.
It's such a cool thing that Harrington does every year. Chris Harrington, of course, you listen to him every morning, 10 a.m. when he's not traveling international on the Jeff Calkins show, and he does that guide. It's very helpful. Like if you're going to be a Grizzly season ticket holder, or if you're, do they still do power packs? Is what they still call them?
Yeah, we still do power packs. I feel like most people are kind of do their own power packs where they just get the group together. And then you kind of start trading. All right, here are the tickets, which I think that's what it's most useful for. If you're in like a collective that has tickets together, I think that's big and help like narrowing down. Because obviously dates will sometimes narrow down some games, but I do think it's a big part of it.
There are so many games on the NBA schedule, right? And you're going to have some people like to would rather see Golden State or LeBron or whatever more than others, but...
Well, and then some people are doing the move, and like I understand like the hardo fan online that's like, I can't believe you'd sell your tickets. Yeah, it's a regular season game. Like if you can basically sell two games and pay for your season tickets, like I'm not going to sit there and shun that. Now, where I'll start to listen to the argument, if we're talking playoff games and you're starting to sell your tickets, like
that's it. Yeah. In-season playoff?
I'm fine with the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
I think those are part of the schedule. And then I guess you could if you make it to the quarters, I think you can get in there. You can get a home game.
Yeah, but I would say playoffs is the one exception. If you want to sell some of your tickets, I'm all for it. Like, look, this is Memphis. Look, we got to get by however we can get by. If you're going to be loyal enough to be a season ticket holder, you want to sell some tickets to some of your games to help fund that and your lifestyle, like, do it. I mean, you got to do it. You're supporting the team, and you're a fan of the team. So if you're going to sell. But yeah, the playoffs, you want it to be the best environment.
Yeah, I do. I will hear you out on the playoff tickets. It's just a regular season game. It's like, come on, guys. Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's 82 of them. Like, who?
You could sell it if you want. I think it's totally fine. But Harrington does a great job with that. It's masterful guide. You could figure that out. But like, we're 10 days away, 11 days away. We're getting close. The countdown is on until Tiger football kicks off August 31st. So yeah, 11 days away.
Are we still counting tomorrow? Or I mean, are we still counting today? Or do we start with like? So it'd be a week from Saturday.
Yeah, a week from Saturday. It's close. And the schedule is the hardest schedule to look at this year. So usually, this is very typical, right? Because Memphis, we often blame the people, you know, they give up on the Tigers by the time basketball season starts. And so there's just a little window of people getting excited and going to the games. But this season is even trickier when you're looking at like there's obviously no SEC game on the schedule.
Yep.
You've got a new conference lineup that you're kind of dealing with still of like new teams does it matter, does it not? And as you mentioned, it seems like we have purposely have a worse schedule this year.
Yes. So I think this is where I want to start. And I know this can be the hindsight's 2020. I did ask in real time, so I think we should start here.
All right.
I guess you can kind of also do it scot-free because the decision makers are largely not here. But the athletic department requested to the league that the home schedule be intentionally less attractive in the hopes of knowing this year it's going to be limited seating, which we do know. I mean, I'll say this. The one good thing is we've seen the construction. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those
you watch
things,
it live.
You know, it's one of those things that I think even when we knew, like, okay, this is actually going to get done, it's a completely different thing when you actually see, when you see the middle section getting knocked down. But I still think it was a mistake to do that, because the one thing that I do know about building projects in college athletics in particular, they almost never run on time. And the idea that you are going to just miss one season and that everything was going to go 100% smoothly and everything would be ready to go game one next year, that seemed like a long shot to me. And so I think you also have to think about it in these terms, like, okay, maybe at the time the request was made, they didn't know that they were going to have everybody back in the fashion that they have and the roster would be this good. But this was kind of a target year. If Seth indeed was going to stay for his senior year, like, everybody knew this was kind of a target year.
And Memphis is supposed to be one of the best teams outside of the Power Conference, right? It's Memphis and it's Boise State. I guess Boise's on everybody's list. Is that who it is? Is
everybody Boise, saying Boise? And, Boise, and Boise, to a lesser degree, Liberty. But Liberty, those are the teams, really.
I still can't buy. Liberty. And
well, they buy a schedule.
Yeah.
So they buy
their way.
Got
some games.
Yeah.
Got some games.
Well, they buy their way to, like, undefeated.
All right.
They play Conference USA is really bad, and they don't schedule anyone. Literally, if you go to ESPN. They are 136th out of 136 in strength of schedule.
If they go undefeated and Memphis goes undefeated.
Well, Memphis would be in no
matter
what.
Memphis is in because they're going to have a schedule.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
USA is going to.
And just Liberty would not have a win as good as. The bigger question is what happens if Memphis goes undefeated outside of the Florida State game? If they beat Florida State and they're undefeated and win the league, like, they're in.
Right. That's the big thing. That is, yeah, if you've got. If you got a place to stay in Tallahassee, yes, that is the exciting game on the schedule for sure. But so if we look at the home schedule for the Tigers. So here's the parameters we've got for that Harrington uses. This is a straight ripped right out of his article, full quote here. But he ranks the games based on potential entertainment value.
Okay.
Factoring player matchups, the playoff race, nights of the week, and the flow of the schedule. So those are the criteria he uses for judging the Grizzlies games. I think we do need to factor in, obviously, time. He has nights of the week, but also time of day is probably a factor for college football.
Sure.
So I think we would add that. But I'm not. Is there anything else in the criteria? Potential entertainment value, player matchups.
I think that's about it. I mean, it's harder to do player matchups in college football
than the
NBA because –
It just, I think it would matter if we had a team that had.
If you had a team that had a great player, you're like, I want to see that.
Yeah. But I don't think we do. That's why we're trying to figure this out today.
That is the problem.
Because there's going to be, like, you want to. The weather today is fantastic out there, Jeffrey, right?
Yeah, today would be a great day to have a game.
Right, it would be a great day for a game. And
which means, of course, next Saturday it will be 107.
Exactly. We can't predict the weather at all, right? The weather is obviously a factor. They could change any of this at the last second, right? It could be way too hot or way too storming out there. But
and I think
I'm intrigued because the schedule is so, without saying the word bad, I'm going to say the word bad. The schedule is a bad schedule. It's a bad home schedule, but it's as far as there's not a game obvious that you would want to go to.
If we were focus grouping, like all good marketing firms, the appropriate term, and we don't want to say it's a bad schedule.
What are we going to say? We're not going to say it's bad.
Is it unattractive?
It's unattractive.
Would that?
It's the most unattractive in a few years. I don't know. Somehow you'd have to. Yeah, we can add.
Like, what's a term that we could let people know without?
But it's not bad.
But it doesn't sound as attacking.
But a lot of, I mean, most of it is like, this is the conference now, right? Like, this is the conference
yes
now.
Yes and no. So the problem is, like, I think we should start with this reality. The Tigers are, we don't know how the season is going to play out, but coming into the season, the Tigers' four best games are all going to be on the road. Florida State.
Right.
UTSA, Tulane, and USF. The four expected games, and I would even throw out in terms of maybe it's not like everyone's favorite game, but it's always a well-attended game, and it always has a pretty good atmosphere. The Navy game's even on the road.
Right. that one, just because of the history there now, that the some of recent history, it does have that sizzle, right? That
yeah, and I mean, we have a Navy presence still. I mean, even though we don't have the base being active, like, I think about my golf group. My golf group, like, half of them are Navy guys.
The right. So if you reverse those games and made some of those homes, it would make this exercise easier. But this is what I do think, there's a lot of struggling out there for, because you want to pick a game and you want to go bring the family and just go enjoy a Saturday afternoon of college football. Tiger Lane is still out there. You can check out the construction live and in person. So you do kind of have that extra incentive to go out there to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. But let's look at the schedule. Let's see. Obviously,
it is funny, to your point. A giant hole.
That's what it's going to be.
But that is, I'm with you. That's
going to be something
interesting. You kind of want to see it. Like, it is, but like when you actually break it down, it's like, hey, we knocked down some concrete. Like, we're basically, you know, we've knocked down a wall on a Reno show. Like, but I'm with you. Like, that is, I kind of want to see it.
But you're going to look, because it comes a lot of things. I often compare this, like a video game level, right? So, like, if you're playing in the college football video game, yeah, right? And, like, there's a level to get the stadium that's half blown up.
Yeah,
and
then like, like, yeah, oh, if like they
I would
did,
love to unlock that one. That would look cool.
Road to new stadium. Right. Like, you know, as a capital campaign, you have to keep playing, like, online. You have to win. You have to, you play, they let you play 8 games. You got to go at least 5-3 to get at least 1 new deck.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you want to get a double deck, you have to at least win 6.
I think that's maybe an underrated thing about this Tiger football season, is that uniqueness, which hopefully is only going to be for one season, right? Where, like you said, hopefully, it's so bonkers, because I remember I called you recently and I was like, why are they starting this construction a few weeks before the season? It's like, whose plan was this?
Well, wasn't the exact plan, but, you know, they had stuff to do.
Yeah, but anyway, that does make me believe they can finish by next season. So, hopefully. But this is a long...
This phase.
Yeah, this phase. Yeah.
Yes.
There's so many different levels of the phase. But, so I do... That's going to be a cool reason to go. So, you want to go and you want to check out the giant hole, if anything, right? Competition, we understand. The Tigers are going to be a great team, so they do need to be cheered on. Because it really is potential here. I'm so excited about talking about college football, because, I mean, we're in it. This is week 0. But, like, this is such a unique season. We'll get into all of the stuff. But for the Tigers, it's unique because of the playoffs, they legitimately have a shot to do something that they've never had a shot at before in history. Like,
never had an opportunity yet.
Right. They couldn't. There's no way to do it. Like, Florida State got left out last year.
Uh-huh.
So, let's be real. Memphis never, ever had a chance. If you want to try to convince yourself that they had a chance to go undefeated and do anything, they had no chance. But this year, they actually do. Like, you can get into the playoffs and do something. Obviously, probably not win it all, but you just got to get in. And they can do it. They can do it this year. So that's an exciting element to this season and this whole schedule that should motivate you to want to go. The question is, there's only so many, you know, so many
because of
teams you've maybe never heard of that you want to see in person.
Because of what you just laid out, I think you make the case, though, don't you think by that definition it elevates the games that are later in the year because they're just going to feel bigger?
If they're still involved,
it doesn't even really matter the opponent at that point.
Well, that, and you combine it with, which, again, this is not on Harrington's thing. I do think we need to add in, we can't predict the weather, but we can look at the schedule for the weather.
Well,
like, you know,
think,
October,
like,
November is going to be better, yeah.
We can't, like, in the end, if a game winds up being, you know, a giant rainstorm and it greatly diminishes the day, well, that's fine, but, like, we can't predict for that. Like, what we're saying weather-wise is, all right, we know usually Labor Day weekend it's pretty hot. Now, the game is at 6 p.m., and so it's not going to be the hottest point of the day, but usually Labor Day weekend's pretty hot. We usually know our best weather's usually mid to late October, right?
Right. Because, you know, November's risky. You can have a great day, but it also could be cold all of a sudden, or it could be hot still.
Well, then I feel like November's when you get that random rain. Like, I think we can safely
assume. October, for sure. October.
All right. So here was my.
What
I'm going to start with a power. I'm going to start with a power ranking first, and then we'll start with we'll go with grading, because I think those are two different things.
This is the consumer's guide to the Tiger football schedule here. All right.
All right. I'm going to make the case.
Oh God. I know the what I think. Or the top contenders here.
All right, so
the home opener's always fun.
Always, yeah.
And let's look at it in these terms. You're getting a W. It's always fun to go see your... You talk about like your friend groups in life. Your people you watch games with are a friend group. Like,
right.
Like I think about my dad. My dad's had the same season tickets, I think, since like 95. And he doesn't see those people any other time other than football season when they go to football games. But like, that's a part of his life. So that's a huge part.
It's a part. I mean,
it's always fun to be back. It's fun to see the band again. It's fun to like kind of, you know, you smell football, you see the sights, the sounds, the sensory factor. That's a part of it.
They're playing
North Alabama.
Oh, North Alabama. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, Alabama to the north.
Yeah, the Alabama to the north, mm-hmm. which how close is that to Huntsville? We're talking about Huntsville.
I think it's Muscle Shoals.
But the last time Memphis played them was in 2022. And Memphis won 59-0. So you want to talk about the guaranteed win. It could be a epic win. Like, those are fun when you can see a 59-0 beatdown.
Well, and then
Memphis is going to want to do that all year long when they can.
I think another important thing is, with it being 6 p.m. and it being the game that you're not the most worried about the competitive enterprise, that's one of those games that if you decide you get the nudge at middle of third quarter and the Tigers are up.
Right.
Four scores, five scores. What do you think about leaving? You can guilt-free leave.
Right. That is a factor. Yeah, that's also... That is a great factor, especially for college football. So I think we're adding a lot more criteria here, but I like the guilt-free leave of the football game because you don't feel like anything is going to happen. And if it did happen, it would be to the worst, and you'd be glad you left. Very strong. Now, no doubt, North Alabama home opener. It's Labor Day weekend, so also you're talking, like, you don't have to, like, start getting back in work mode the next day. You've got a whole nother day off coming up. It's a great spot.
Okay, so
definitely a great spot.
We also have to think about it in these terms. What would we be sacrificing? All right, so the game's...
What's up on up against it on...
So the game is at 6 p.m., correct?
6 p.m.
All right, so you got... Starting at 6... your best game is going to be the 6:30 Notre Dame at Texas A&M game. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else that's even like, okay, I've got... Because to me, it's like...
That's fine. That's a fine game. But
if you only have one other game, let's be real. In the era that we live in, like if you're that interested in the game, you can watch it on your phone.
I'm more interested in other games that Texas A&M will be playing this year than that one. But this is on ESPN Plus, the Memphis game.
Correct.
So you can watch it. And watch the other one if you want.
Or does Plus motivate you? Like, I'm not getting Plus this year.
Like, you got to try to figure out how to, like, whose password are you using? Or how are you, what device are you still logged in on? Are you still paying for it? Do you even know? Are you bundling? What's going on? Disney Plus prices are going up next week. I don't know. Yeah. You don't want to sign that Disney Plus agreement because you don't want to know.
More on that later.
We don't want to. But I think right now, It's the winner right now. Convince me something's better than North Alabama, because the next home game right after that is Troy.
Correct. So this is entirely possible that this is the most competitive home game. Now, wow. Okay. Troy did lose their head coach to Tulane. They lost a lot, but they were a very good football team last year. And this could be a highly competitive game in which... You know, maybe sometimes you do want to go kind of feel it. 11 a.m. on ESPNU. It's interesting, though.
Easier to access on ESPNU, probably, yeah. Right?
Maybe. I get, yes, oh, yeah. Well, I think.
Olden days, at least.
Yes.
But it's an 11 a.m. kickoff, so which we're talking time of day here.
Which is interesting to me because in the SEC, if SEC fans find out their games at 11 a.m., they think there's like a conference conspiracy against them. Yeah. And while I do think Tiger fans would prefer night games than day, I have never sensed amongst the Tiger fan base the same type of everyone is out to get us. They put our game at 11 a.m. like you do at particularly with SEC fans.
I agree. I think the Tiger fan reaction is, oh, well, it's on ESPNU.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be, the fact that it's on ESPNU and not on the Plus or not on CBS Sports Network, no offense to any of those, but the fact that it's on ESPNU means at least like...
It means it's one of the conference's better games.
They expect it to be a decent game.
Correct.
And so that's up there, but it's right the next week, September 7th. It's
now, here's the problem.
What else is happening right then?
11 a.m., Texas at Michigan.
Oh.
For Arkansas fans, that's a big one, because also at 11 a.m., they play Oklahoma State. If Arkansas is going to end up being better than everyone expects, like, they need to win that game.
Well, of course they're going to be better. They've got the best offensive coordinator they could possibly have.
Petrina?
Yes.
He's back, baby.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
There's some intrigue here at this 11 o'clock time slot
Let's
September 7th.
See. Those are kind of the big ones. I mean, Tulane at Kansas State's interesting, but those are kind of the big ones. But you are missing probably the game of the day with Texas going to Michigan.
That's a big one. And this one's on TV, and it's in the morning. It's also possibly going to be very hot. So it could be very hot at noon, which is much worse than hot at 6, because you're not going to get the sunset, you know, over the beautiful hole in the stadium.
Is the lack of concrete going to make it less hot?
Is there less shade? How is the shade impacted?
Well, like, I'm thinking about
with
because
the sun levels,
we've taken out a giant piece of concrete, and concrete gets hot. Like, does that make it colder?
I just know the numerous times that I will sit.
Is it less shade?
Yeah, I will sit. Like, I will move from the nicest seat at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium to go as far up into the top and into the shade as possible.
Yeah,
when I'm out there,
that corner where the press box or the suites of the press. Yes, there's. It's pretty open. It's pretty exposed right now.
The shade issue could be huge this year.
All right, so MTSU, you're renewing a regional rivalry.
Yeah, so we're jumping this. Of course, the Florida State game, but yet the schedule placement is a factor here. Like, if you're coming off the win of the Florida State game, that means...
Correct.
And you beat Navy on the road. You come back for that Middle Tennessee at the end of September, undefeated after
if
Florida State. That could be huge.
Correct.
That's
could be
the
like
game.
The celebration game.
And in-state also, rivalry. You like to... Memphis fans like to brag now mm-hmm. that the best football team in the state, right?
Derek Mason back in college football.
Could be the state title game,
uh-huh.
really, you know?
Probably not.
I'm just saying.
I mean, the state title game could be a potential playoff matchup with Memphis and Tennessee. That would be the state title.
You think that's realistic? How bonkers would that be? I haven't even thought about that. I've been thinking about, Oxford's going to host a game. I haven't thought about, maybe Memphis could face Tennessee. That would be, that's possible.
I'd say unlikely, but not insane.
What about Memphis Ole Miss?
Again, unlikely, but not insane.
It's not insane. That is not. You'd have to figure out the route.
If Memphis is going to be in the playoff, it's almost assuredly going to be the 12 seed. So that means they'll play the 5. The 5 is likely to be whoever loses the SEC championship game or whoever loses the Big 10 championship game.
So it could
theoretically, it could be Tennessee, it could be Ole Miss. But I think their path into the playoffs like being the 3rd or 4th SEC team that gets in.
All right. But
it's possible.
But if any year, like if
100%
year
possible.
One, like we're looking at the scenarios because
of all
if
the
I'm
years,
betting, I'm
possible.
Betting Oxford. There's going to be a playoff game hosted in Oxford this year. I really think that's going to happen. And why not the Tigers somehow? I don't know.
It's not impossible. It's very much realistic.
But it's not going to be happening and up there in Murfreesboro.
All right, I think this is the game that I would stump for that I think is going to be the most fun game.
Which one?
North Texas. That was, of course, the game last year that...
This is October 19th
right,
on the
this
schedule.
Is the,
weather
this
should
is
be great for this.
Right. Weather's going to be great. The game, we don't know the game time yet because that's a TBD one.
It's college football. If it's more than 3 weeks out.
But there's one thing I know about a North Texas game. It's going to get drunk. And it's just going to be fun. It's going to be points back and forth. And this was the game last year where... Tiger fans thought like they saw the entire season flash before their eyes. They get the ball back with 45 seconds left. Seth goes down on the drive that I think probably his signature drive of his career. But I still think that game's going to be fun. So that would be my pick for if I have to say I'm only going to one game. North Texas is that one. It's October the 19th. So in terms of what it could be competing with, because we don't know. That's so far out. We don't know. We don't
any
know.
Times, really. Yeah.
So you're hoping it's outside of this window. Georgia at Texas, Bama at Tennessee, Auburn at Missouri could be an interesting one. Yeah, those are pretty much it. That week. It's not like it's... You have the headliner of Georgia, Texas, and Bama, Tennessee. Those are the two headliners. But you hope... To me, it's like you want that game to be early and then those games to be the late, the 2:30 and then like the 6 o'clock game, 6:30 game.
Yeah. The Tiger football schedule, you got North Alabama, you've got North Texas, you got Middle Tennessee, all these great parts of these different states that they got to play.
And so then you've got...
So North Texas on the 19th. The next week, though, right, you're saying they're playing Charlotte. Who, uh-huh. I got to say, their logo looks like it could be the logo for the Charlotte airport as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, no, absolutely. It does look like an airplane.
But what would be the reason? Like, if you're following what you're saying should be a great game, you're talking it's a few days before Halloween, and it seems like...
I mean, the only thing I can say is this game was close last year.
Close last year, all right.
It went to overtime.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you. I'm trying to sell you, and I got nothing for you.
But has the weather working
the,
for
the,
it?
To me, the selling points of this game are, could be the best weather game of the year, likely to be a win, and that could be a point on the season where maybe that's... Here would be the thing.
But when's the Grizzlies tip off like that week, don't they?
That night.
Is it that
night?
That's
the home opener.
That could be a big...
So you're hoping that one's early.
Right, that'd be 11 o'clock. That they are hoping it. The Tigers hope it's early. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rice is a Friday night ESPN2 game. The selling point would be that's a standalone national TV game.
Right.
Rice is okay. They're not bad. They're not great. The problem is that's probably everybody's high school playoffs.
Oh, come up November 8th.
Yeah.
You would know that, yeah.
That's pretty much like... That's going to be the high school playoffs for a lot of people. And a lot of people that go to college football games also like to go to their high school games on Friday. So that creates a dilemma. And then UAB, and well, it's senior day.
It's the last one of the year. It's UAB. It's the battle of the bones, Jeffrey. So, yeah, there's something. If you care about the UAB rivalry, which is it's a rivalry, that one would be up there. Honestly, going through this, it just feels like I don't think you're going to miss. Like, I don't think there's too much. It's like, really, look at the weather forecast.
No, to me, the big takeaway when you look at the schedule is the only way to improve the schedule is for them to be good. And so you just want to go watch your team. And we're back into, like, the Cal era of basketball where you don't really care what you're playing. You want to just go watch your guys.
Oh, 100%. That's exactly what it is.
Because in terms of just trying to sell you on the games, that's going to be a tough thing to do.
And I'm sure they're coming up with some promotions and stuff. And if you're looking for that, it really is the start of the season, right? North Alabama, because the home opener's always got that excitement. And then if they are undefeated going into UAB to close out the home season.
And they don't even need to be undefeated. Like, you just need to have the...
Just the Florida State.
Yes. Have that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Tim Murray joins the program. Let's talk week zero. We'll do it with him next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tim Murray is, of course, the host of VSiN Primetime, airing weeknights from 5 until 8 p.m. Central Time. He's also the host of VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast. He's about to go record an episode that will drop this week. Episodes available each and every week. He's got his season previews. This is a great time as we get ready for next week. We've even got week zero. It's a good time to get ready for that. He's on Twitter, at one Tim Murray. Tim, I guess let's start here. I did not expect to open up my sports book and see that FCS Montana State is laying 11.5 against Bronco Mendenhall.
Yeah, it's on the move too, man. And you know, it's funny because over the summer on that podcast you referenced, I was speculating, just talking out loud to nobody, as that's what podcasts are, thinking, hey, what kind of number are we going to get here on Montana State at New Mexico? Are we going to get like a rogue Montana State pick 'em? Nope. Open 4.5 at FanDuel, and it quickly got ballooned out to like 9.5, and then this week it's been steady one-way action on the Bobcats of Montana State. So, look, I think this has gone a little too far. I believe I asked Stanford Steve to check in with all the ESPN stats and info people, and I believe this is the biggest spread we've seen from an FCS team over an FBS team in like 10 years. So, yeah, pretty rare to see this, but Bronco Mendenhall, I think he'll win some games there at some point, and they do have Dampier's an interesting quarterback down there for the Lobos, but yeah, could be a tough opening. I'm not laying 11.5 though with Montana State. I can't do that.
Did he also include any info of what the results were of those previous matchups?
So he let me know. So a couple of years ago, Villanova was almost a touchdown favorite over UConn, and UConn actually won that game. And then he told me the last spread like this was 2013. Old Dominion was a 2-touchdown favorite versus Idaho. Interestingly enough, Idaho is now FCS and Old Dominion's now FBS, but they weren't at that time. And then Jacksonville State, he told me, was a 10.5-point favorite over Georgia State. So I will let me go back in the old internet here and see Old Dominion versus Idaho in 2013. And it looks like Old Dominion smoked them by 21.
59-38. All right, so here's the one I really want to discuss. Because, of course, the big game of the week over in Dublin, we've got Florida State taking on Georgia Tech. Right now, I see it at 11. What did that open at?
14.
Did it ever cross over 14?
I don't know if we ever got. I'm looking at some. So Circa got to 14. DraftKings never got to 14. Westgate Superbook never got to 14. Caesars never got to. So one spot hit 14, and that was it. It never got past 14. And, yeah, this week has been a pretty steady movement towards the old Ramblin' Wreck over at Aviva Stadium.
Because my instinct kind of says neighbor Nick likes Georgia Tech.
I know. I got a text today from a buddy of mine asking about Florida State at 10.5. I'll be honest, man. You know, I just maybe this is me being a good boy, but I just, of these four games, the only one that maybe I would look to be involved in is the late night get back game in Hawaii, which we can get to momentarily. But I just here's what I'll say about Georgia Tech. Is I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe the Bet the Board podcast, which is Todd Furman, Payne Insider, and Brad Powers when they do college football, I believe they gave out under Georgia Tech when they previewed the ACC because of the schedule. I think it was like 5.5 at the time. But I'm telling you right now, Georgia Tech is going to pick someone off. I'm not saying it's going to be this weekend, but I'm looking at Louisville, I'm looking at UNC, neutral site Notre Dame, at Virginia Tech, home to Miami, at home to NC State. I don't think they'll pick off Georgia, but I think they're going to be a pretty decent team this year, but I don't know if the wins are necessarily going to be shown just because the schedule is pretty challenging, man. I mean, they play all three.
Yeah, they play good teams in the league.
They avoid Clemson, but they play the, you know, they play NC State, they play Miami, they play Florida State. Those are three of the top four teams in the odds. Louisville's up there too. Virginia Tech is kind of the darling this year, and they also get Notre Dame in that ACC agreement. So the schedule's pretty brutal there for Georgia Tech.
The other one that I've seen proposed is whatever the number is with SMU, lay it, because that's how bad Nevada is.
Came down today a little bit. I was surprised. So I don't know what happened today, but we saw a pretty quick movement. So this thing hit 27, and today we actually saw Nevada money come into the market. Now, I don't know if that's people trying to... Well, it might be a middle situation because we've got a couple games in week zero and week one. And for those unaware what middle means is you take both sides and you hope that it lands in the middle of, you lay, you know, if you got in early on Nevada, you could have laid 20.5. And now in theory, you could come back and take 27. And if it lands 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, then you win both bets. It's a glorious thing when you can get it.
You feel like you literally.
It's very rare.
You feel like the smartest human being alive when you actually hit a middle.
More often than not, you usually do it in game, right? You have a pregame position, and then you're able to come in game and get a middle there. But with these lines being up as long as they are, maybe you know that's the that situation, or maybe people believe that the market's gone too far with you know Chuba Purdy being out for Nevada, and then Brendan Lewis, I believe, is going to be the starter.
That sounds right. He's a Mac guy, right?
He's not very good. He was at Nevada last year. I would probably take the ponies, lay it with the ponies here. I know we're all jonesing for it, and I don't want to be the guy, you know, the lame guy. Well, we missed the best number, but it kind of feels like you did in a lot of these cases, you know?
Well, we may have missed the best number. I'm still betting the game, so what do you like?
There you go. I'll be honest. The only game that I would look to bet would be Hawaii. I would lay it with Hawaii. I think you can get a 38
really?
Out there. Yeah, I think Hawaii's going to be good this year, and I think Delaware State's a train wreck, and I don't know if you saw the news today, but Delaware State missed their flight.
Ah!
Yeah.
There's
plenty of flights from Delaware to Honolulu.
Apparently.
And you know they're flying commercial.
Yo, yeah. They were driving to JFK. For those unaware with Mid-Atlantic geography, I'll give you a quick update. Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, closer to Dover, Delaware than JFK, which is in New York City, but apparently they went to JFK to fly out, and they missed their flight. So I don't know what's next.
So they missed it, or did the flight get, like, canceled on them?
All right, here is, let's see if I could read.
So, like, did their bus not get there in time? Like, they get stuck in traffic?
All right, so.
This is insane.
Delaware State spokeswoman confirms Hornets missed today's 10.5-hour flight to Honolulu because of a bus snafu to JFK. We're working on a plan, she said.
Oh, no.
Yes, that was a report out there, first reported by Gary Dickman, a radio host in Honolulu.
They're working on a plan to get to Hawaii from Delaware.
Yeah. All right.
I'm
looking up flights out of JFK.
So while you look that up, the one worry obviously would be this. Hawaii's leading receiver, Stephen McBride, he's not listed on the depth chart. He had an off-the-field situation where he was suspended indefinitely. I was told he had returned to team practice, but there's another thing that's holding him out. So it does look like Hawaii will be a little bit of a little behind the eight ball without their top receiver and Stephen McBride. But I tell you what, man, and maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid that he told me, but we had Timmy Chang in studio, head coach of Hawaii. My goodness, he was fired up. I mean, he loves this team. Braden Schrager's back for another year as their quarterback. And I just, Hawaii doesn't have many opportunities to blow out teams. And I guess the lone worry about laying that big of a number would be this.
They don't play defense?
Well, and that UCLA is in the week one, and that's going to be an enormous game for them, and they're going to want to maybe get out of Dodge. So maybe you could look first half if you want to go that route, lay 21.5 in the opening half. That could be a possibility. So if you're jonesing for that late night action, the only thing I would look at, and it's not even like a, you know, stone cold lock. I think Hawaii's good this year. I bet their season win total over earlier in the summer at 4.5. Fortunately, that's moved in my direction, which is what you always love to see. I think this team should be a bowl team. And they play Delaware State, who I believe, according to like, I forget who does FCS ratings too.
Bill does them. Conley does them.
I know Conley does them. There was someone else out there who did them, but they're like one of the worst FCS teams out there. Oh, by the way, Evan Abrams pointed out over at the Action Network, I think Hawaii in openers is like 12-2 ATS. So they've tended to fare well in openers. So got to lay a lot of chalk there, but that would probably be the only way I would do it.
All right, there are two directs from JFK to Honolulu. You got a Delta flight, and then you got a Hawaiian Airlines flight. Here's the question, though. How many planes are going to have 75 available seats?
Not many.
Or even whatever. I mean, because, you know, they're going to take coaches, so 85, yeah.
They're not, I mean, yeah.
They're going to have to split up.
They're going to do the move. Half of them are going to fly to, like.
What do they do with all their equipment? Like, you can't check. I don't know, man. Like, yeah. Majority of, this is wild. But here's,
I legitimately think you're just going to, every player's going to have to be in charge of his equipment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because they're going to be on five different flights. There's no way you're being able to, like, split up and get on that many seats. Like, there's no way there's 50 open seats on each plane.
So think about it this way, right? Florida State and Georgia Tech play in a foreign country in week one or week zero this weekend. Their flight is shorter than Delaware State's flight to Hawaii. And then we're thinking about time zones. It's the same. It's a 5-hour difference time zone wise.
It's always easier to fly west, though.
Florida State, and true, we get to stay up later.
But interesting, like, because you see all the schedules, and it's like in parentheses in Dublin, Ireland. Like, it really should be these in parentheses. Because it's not close to Delaware.
I think
it is a complete, like, the far side of one part of the country all the way over to as far as you can go.
I mean, the only way you can be far, like, if you're flying from Maine, I guess you could be farther.
Yeah. So it's not close. I got to find out how I can. What Spectrum pay per view? How do
I was going to ask? Do we know? Like,
can I watch this game? I want to watch it now.
Are we?
I think they're. So I'll get back to you guys.
Because normally, what we have to do,
there's usually like an app that we can get it. But
yeah.
I do believe Spectrum. If you want to watch it on your television, I believe you got to pay.
Which is
hilarious.
I know we used to be able to get like a stream that would have like a black box in the middle of it, and so you could like hear the score. This is usually one that we degenerates. We usually just follow on the score app.
Yeah, it's maybe that's the move, especially for you guys. I think this game's starting at 11 p.m. Central time. So, I mean, it would be the perfect late night game on CBS Sports Network, but not the case. However, Hawaii, by the way, big CBS Week One against UCLA. That's gonna be pretty cool.
This feels like a lighter Week Zero than usual, which I don't know if I'm in favor of or not.
Well, and I thought, last year we had Notre Dame Navy.
We had a lot of those. Remember, like, CUSA was like, somehow CUSA was able to, like, use it as, like, a debut.
Yeah, so last year, I'm looking it up right now. Week zero last year, we had USC, San Jose State, San Diego State, Ohio, UTEP, Jacksonville State, Hawaii, Vanderbilt, UMass, New Mexico State, FIU, La Tech, and then the Ireland game, Notre Dame and Navy. So we had seven FBS versus FBS games in week one. This year we have two, and then we have two other FCS versus FBS games. So, yeah, you're not wrong. It is definitely a much lighter slate. And you know what also kind of annoyed me, and we can talk more about this next week, is the fact that we only have one game on that Sunday. Last year we had three.
The week one Sunday?
Yeah, USC LSU. But
that one I feel like though was unusual. I feel like we got the Sunday night game and then a Monday night game.
Yeah, we still have the Monday night game. That's Boston College.
Because what we had like a San Jose State, Oregon State, right?
Good memory.
That was a win. I can remember the wins.
And then we had Rutgers beat up on like Northwestern, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds right. Because we didn't have CBS. Our CBS affiliate was in a carriage dispute, and I had to get out the old bunny ears or whatever, the digital antenna to watch that bad boy.
Yeah, Rutgers beat Northwestern 24-7.
Yeah.
Oregon State smashed San Jose State, despite market moving against Oregon State.
Yeah, I was happy.
Then Florida State put it on LSU late in that one.
But there should be more Sunday games, and if the NFL's not playing,
because it's
yet,
their weekend, man. It's their weekend. I feel like they kind of college football. I would say all in all, like the Saturday's really good. Like it's stretched out, in my opinion, pretty well. Where you've got Clemson, Georgia, Florida, Miami, and then Notre Dame, Texas A&M. So I think for the most part, that Saturday spread out decently well. Penn State, West Virginia's big noon kickoff too. But like the Friday slate is pretty meh. Next week, TCU-Stanford probably is your best game. And the Thursday slate, usually you get like at least a ranked team. Our Thursday game is UNC-Minnesota, which it's a close, from a point spread perspective, it's close. It's 2.5 in favor of the Gophers. But, yeah, that I don't know, man. I'm not one to complain. We got football. I'm happy for it. I'm excited for Georgia Tech, Florida State. I think it could be entertaining. Curious to see how DJ Uiagalelei looks there at Florida State with another coach that obviously you guys know well in Memphis that is known to be pretty good with quarterbacks, but he's no Jordan Travis.
Wonder if he's going to run him. I bet Mike runs him a lot. All right, buddy, we appreciate it.
All right, boys, talk to you next week.
That is, of course, Tim Murray of VSiN, VSiN Primetime, also VSiN's College Football Betting podcast, available each and every week. Make sure you download that as well. Not a great week zero. I'm just trying to think that Thursday mentions. All right, Arkansas, I think that's smart. Arkansas, get your old Pine Bluff game out of the way. Get that on Thursday. Let your fan base have Labor Day by themselves.
Yeah.
God, Minnesota, he is. I feel like every time when I think about the Thursday before Labor Day, yep, I'm just watching Minnesota play a 13-10 game in a game that I don't care about.
Right.
And that feels like that's who opens up. Deion, of course, will be on that night. They've got an awkward matchup with North Dakota State.
But college football is not like for such a, they're so strategic, with all this conference realignment and all the cash flowing everywhere. It does seem somebody's missing the opportunities here of truly scheduling out that weekend, because the NFL would be doing it, and their NFL doesn't care about what day of week it is anymore, and they're just putting games where they want to put games. And you have this one very particular weekend every year that there is no NFL yet. So people are ready for football. You should be loading up that Sunday. That Friday should have more marquee matchups. Week zero, whatever, because week zero, it's a newer thing, and this weekend is gives you a chance to play around. I'm interested in all the four games we got Saturday, but to the point, just give us a great opening weekend.
Okay, so
just put games. They don't even have to be great games. Just give me some more on Sunday.
So I was trying to think, when he's mentioning that, I'm thinking, what would be the reasoning for this? All right.
Yeah, what would be?
So ESPN also has the rights, and they blow out U.S. Open tennis. And so I can see where, all right, they're not wanting to do it. The question, though, for me is, I was trying to look back to that Sunday. So
it is about inventory. Yeah, so ESPN would be it.
I believe both the Oregon State and the Rutgers games we were talking about, I think they were both on CBS. And so I think that... No, because
they would have to be, games with conferences with deals beyond ESPN to make it work if they're dealing with the Open.
Yeah, I think both those games are on CBS, so I don't know. Like, I mean, it's also possible Fox has to license out Big Ten games to CBS and to NBC. That's how their agreement works. Right. Maybe they just didn't want to do it. Because last year there was still only one ESPN game, and so that's what we still have. But I have no idea. I'm with you. Like, and also, if I'm a school that's like trying to get some exposure, I'd play on the Sunday.
You'd play for sure. I can't see a reason why you wouldn't play on Sunday. That Sunday should be loaded every year. Should be with some college football. It doesn't have to be marquee games. You said everybody's always interested at the week one.
Listen, I watched every snap of San Jose State. Oregon State.
And we can find it. You never know when a storyline is going to develop, right? We've got this Delaware State-Hawaii game. There's so much intrigue now with the team missing their flight to Hawaii.
My dad texted me, why didn't they charter? Dad, it's Delaware State.
It's Delaware State.
Like, there's no way they could afford that. Like, they're trying to make that. I mean, I am curious to know. There's no way you're going to be able to get it direct.
Right.
So you're going to have to send, like, half your team to, like, San Francisco, half your team to, like, L.A., and then they're going to have to fly from those places. Or it might even have to be, like, some are going to Seattle, some are going to L.A., some are going to San Francisco, some are going to Salt Lake. And he is, like, I think, like, it's a legitimate question. Like, how are you getting your equipment there? Because you got to think, a lot of these teams, what they do is they pack all their equipment and, like, load it up together.
But, I mean, Hawaii is paying them to go to the game, right?
I doubt Hawaii does buy games.
You don't think they pay you at all? You just go, it's a vacation?
Yeah, I think you do it as to game in Hawaii.
Just to get a game in Hawaii?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's not a buy game.
I wouldn't think Hawaii's paying for a buy game.
Well, what is it? It just seems like very... You know, out of Delaware State's budget.
I mean, there's also a question.
But, and that's
of
what,
like,
they're trying to do. They may try to get that Allegiant flight.
What is a bus snafu? What does that count as?
I mean, I'm sure we're going to find out. Is it a flat tire on a bus? Those are hard to change.
I mean, the only thing is, like, you have to have engine failure, right?
You think the engine. It has to be. Could it be a speed situation?
But, I mean, there's no. They left so early. There's no way, like, it was some type of legal dispute.
No.
It had to be like the car, the bus was...
A malfunction with the bus.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, did they all go on one bus?
No. I would think
why would you not load up... All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.